Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Winston. I need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist you?
Yes, I was trying to see if I was eligible to open a new claim.
And why would you have to open a new claim, ma'am? Do you have an existing claim on file?
No, I never got unemployment from Alabama.
You said from Alabama, so you got it from somewhere else.
Yeah, I've gotten it from Georgia.
And when was the last time you worked here in Alabama, ma'am?
I've been working in Alabama about 3 years now. 2 years.
Okay. Can I have your social?
253-677-7502.
Need you to verify your date of birth for me, please.
August 18, 1988.
Your mother's maiden name?
Tanya Hood.
And your driver license number for me, ma'am.
Say it one more time.
Your driver license number?
I guess I got a call that I'm not by my wallet.
No, you don't.
Or give me a minute, I can go get it. I ain't gonna tell you what I'm doing, but I can't go grab it right now.
You said you can't tell me what you're doing, that you can't go grab it right now.
Yeah. I'm in the bathroom, man.
I was gonna be in the bathroom. Okay. Okay. All right, ma'am. Do you have any difficulty reading, writing, and understanding in English?
Yes, I can.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Have you applied for pension, ma'am? I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm not that question. I apologize. I skipped all the way to the last question. Will you be retrieving these in a direct deposit or an Alabama benefits card?
I need an Alabama benefits card.
Ma'am, can I get you to verify your mailing address for me, please?
10, the number 10, Lee Road 2000, Smith Station, Alabama, 36877.
You said Smith Station?
Yeah.
All
Smith
right.
Station, Alabama.
And what was that zip?
36877.
Oh, I'm just too black for all this heat.
What was the last thing you said?
I said I'm too black for all this heat. Man, you okay?
Oh.
It's hot, man.
It's hell.
I don't understand how y'all get so hot down here so early. Oh, my God. Well,
it'd be like this to probably by September.
Man, I don't know if I can do that.
Whenever you ready, I got my ID if you want to go and get it.
You okay, ma'am? You had 2 out of 3. Uh-huh. I can live with that.
Appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. Which of the following addresses in Columbus have you ever lived at or been associated with? 10 Regatta Court, 1705 North Dixon Drive, 1983 Monaco Drive, 5072 Turnberry Lane, or none of the above?
None of the above.
All right. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Jasper, Selma, Opa-locka, Hoover, or none of the above?
Opa-locka.
Which of the following colleges have you attended? Columbus Technical College, Huntington College, Jefferson Davis Community College, Marion Military Institute, or none of the above?
Columbus Tech.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1472 Old Alabama Road Southwest, 164 Southern Press Drive, 30 Lakeside Drive, 3811 Baker Plaza Drive, or I've never been associated with any of these addresses?
3811 Baker Plaza.
Ma'am? 3811 Baker Plaza. Yes, ma'am. Which of the following... Okay, I got you. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 2062 Bear Baneberry Drive, 312 North Gay Street, 7420 Meadowwood Drive, 76 Jonathan Lane. I've never been associated with any of these addresses.
The one you said, what was North Gay Street?
312.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. All right, yeah. Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Did you file or receive unemployment benefits within another state in the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state?
In the past 12 months?
Yes.
Yes.
Have you worked for the federal government?
No.
Have you worked for the military? Have you served on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Yes, ma'am. Ma'am, may I have the last day you work, please?
Say it one time.
May I have the last day you work, please?
Saturday. What today is?
Today's the 28th. Sunday that just passed. That'll be the 24th.
Yeah. Yeah, 24.
Yes, ma'am. Since your most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
You said, have I been able to?
Have you mentally and physically able to work?
Oh, yes.
Ma'am, do you work for yourself? Do you own a business? Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently registered for attending school or training?
Yeah, I'm registered for school.
What are your days and hours?
For school?
Yes.
Monday through Thursday. 3 of my classes online, one of them on campus. The one on campus is Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 to 11, 9 to 10:30.
Okay, so you go 5 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
No real set schedule.
No.
It fluctuates, okay. Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yeah, but I'm in school, so that's why I'm not working full-time. And then I asked to come back full-time at the job I'm at now, but there's not no open hours.
Yes, ma'am. Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade and occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for pension anywhere, ma'am?
No.
Have you applied for or receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job, man?
Probably about 20 miles.
What's the
20 to
lowest?
30 miles.
Yes, ma'am. What's the lowest hourly rate you're willing to accept?
The minimum, honestly.
Yes, ma'am.
13.
All right. Ma'am, did you work for the union?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return back to work?
No.
You have your job title?
Waitress.
Have the name of that last employee of yours, ma'am?
IHOP.
Ma'am, what city were you working out of, ma'am?
That's Columbus.
And it's Columbus, Alabama, right?
That's Columbus, Georgia. I just started working over there.
Okay. Can I have your start date and telephone number for IHOP, please?
You said the start date and the full telephone number?
For IHOP, yes, ma'am.
Telephone number is, hold on. I started in February.
This year?
Yeah.
All right. And telephone number, ma'am?
Northlake. Telephone number is 706-507-1635.
Why are you no longer working, ma'am?
Because I had to stop because of school. I had started school in May, and when I started school in May, I asked to cut my hours down because I'm taking 2 degrees. I'm taking up 2 degrees, and so I wanted to see how it was going to go when I first started school. And now that I'm trying to come back, it ain't no hours, no open space for me to come back to work.
So you left voluntarily, ma'am?
Correct. My classes that I have on campus were the days that I had to go to the job, the days to go work, and so I couldn't work those days, which is on the Tuesday and Thursdays. And so it
All
cut
right.
my hours down.
What date did you give notice that you was not going to go to work and you were going to go to school?
You said what day I told them that I wasn't coming to work and wasn't going to school? That I started school May 23rd. I told them 2 weeks ahead of time. So the day I stopped working there was when they started me with school, which was May 23rd, but I let them know a week prior to that. So I can get the calendar if you need to give you a date.
Yes, ma'am.
The date, I told them, go back to May. May 23rd is when I started, so I had to tell him May 15th. No, May 14th is when I gave him my school schedule, May 14th. I don't know if it matters or not, but I still work there. I only work Saturdays and Sundays only, though.
Can I have the name of the person that advised you to quit?
I didn't quit. I didn't quit. I still work there. I work Saturdays and Sundays. As a waitress.
Yes, ma'am.
Just not enough money.
Are you working all the hours that are made available to you by your employer?
Yes, sir.
Did you request a reduction in hours?
I did. For school.
All right. Do you like to take 10% tax out of your weekly benefited check for federal income tax?
No.
Are you prepared to take down your PIN number, ma'am?
Yes.
Your PIN number is 0288. Okay. You'll have access on to this claim with that PIN number online and through the phone system.
Okay.
All right, ma'am, the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week.
Okay.
Now, the unemployment claim that we just finished also registered for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Now, your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, ma'am, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov. Hello, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, I do. Talk my head off.
How they do?
Well, them old folks talk you to death.
I'm a waitress, I already know.
Boy. Yes, ma'am, that's Alabama Works. Alabama. You want to spell out Alabama again?
You good. You say Alabama Works.
Alabama.
Alabama.gov.
Yes, ma'am. And then you want to give yourself a forward slash.
Okay.
And you want to put the word VOSNET. That's VOS.
Mm-hmm.
N as in Nancy. E-T.
Okay. And this is what I go on to do the job, right? You said.
Yes, to update that online resume that we just put on there for you.
Okay.
Failure to do so may result in an interruption in the benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim your benefits, ma'am.
Okay.
Unemployment claims uses calendar weeks. They begin on Sunday and they end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification, either by telephone or internet, in order for you to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to complete your certifications each week could result in your loss in benefits if you choose to file via internet. The web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. And if you choose to file via telephone, the telephone number that you should call each week is 1-800-752-7389.
All right.
Your weekly certifications can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, but not on Saturday, ma'am. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how the claim is being determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in your loss of benefits. Oh, if you do not receive this booklet within the next 7 days, or if you have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524.
Gotcha.
Mrs. Strum. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any more questions for me?
You did good.
Well, thank you, ma'am. I can appreciate that. Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center, ma'am. You go enjoy your day and be safe.
You too. I hope you enjoy your day.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye. No problem.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right.